We use October as sort of a launching point to remind women that mammography screening should begin at age 40 and be done every year. So October is kind of the month that we say, let's either get that appointment done or call for that appointment. So that is the most important message. Secondly, I think it's important to let women know that we're really encouraging healthy lifestyles. More and more, we are becoming aware of the link between unhealthy behaviors and the rising number of cancers. You know, we have gotten to be fatter and fatter in this country, unfortunately, and that is increasing the number of cancers, including breast cancer.
You know, it's interesting when you mentioned that earlier today in the at the station here, someone had brought in a high school yearbook, and it was from 1970. And someone made the observation, look at all the kids and everything like that, that they're slimmer and everything like that. We have, as a nation, gotten fatter and gotten more out of shape, which really is one of the main risk factors here with cancer in general, isn't it?
It is a very significant risk factor, and we know that scientifically now. In the state of Michigan, we're on the high end of this. This is not something to be proud of. We're in the top 10 states that are the fattest. We have about a 31% of our adult population that are obese, meaning a BMI of over 30. And that's significant. So a lot of things have contributed to that. I think, you know, all the diet fads, all the things related to diet have encourage some bad behaviors, I think, sometimes. You know, if you get low-fat cookies, I can eat four instead of two, right? Well, no. Our plate sizes have gotten bigger, and we're a whole lot less active than we were.
So when the message goes out now to women in particular with breast cancer awareness, when is a good time to start thinking about having the mammogram? I know there's been some discussions in the medical community about what age they should be, but what are the main risk factors that should help decide or make them make that decision on getting a mammogram?
Well, the most important risk factors are you're female, you have breasts, and you're getting older. Those are the three things that together make you at risk of developing breast cancer. We do not yet have the answer to which women are more, 100% you're going to get it versus somebody else. The other risk factors that put you at a much higher chance of developing breast cancer, those are the first degree relatives, such as a sister and or a mother who had breast cancer, and particularly if they had it in their 50s or 60s, you're at very high risk. But in general, all women have risk. So we know that there's a great deal of controversy and disagreement about what the actual screening guidelines are. The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force put out a set of guidelines that start at age 50 and go every 1 to 2 years. The American Cancer Society, looking at all the current research and science, decided to stick with beginning at age 40, and that we will catch a lot of cancers that's still occurring in that 40 to 50 year age range. So we say age 40 and every year, and many other organizations agree with us at this point. I think we're going to continue to see changes in those guidelines as we understand the science and understand the disease more.
We're speaking with Vicki Rakowski this morning with the American Cancer Society. And Vicki, when we look at, in particular, breast cancer, it is like many other cancers that is very key, is one of the very key things is early detection, that if it's found early enough, it can be treated. A lot of times survivorship is very high, especially with early detection of breast cancer.
It absolutely is. In fact, when we find it at its earliest stage, treat it appropriately, your chance of surviving this disease 5 years and beyond is almost 99%.
So that's an important thing to remember there, I think, for folks, that it's probably never really too early once you get into that age bracket to have the mammogram done, but also look at other risk factors and be sure that you keep yourself healthy as best as you can.
Absolutely. And, you know, women should talk to their physicians about their risk. There's several things to go into that thought process. You know, for example, as I said, first degree relative and or your hormone history, your age, all those things factor into what your likelihood of potentially developing this disease. So for example, a woman who's 20 years old, her chance of developing breast cancer at that time in her life is 1 in 2,500, versus somebody who's 80, your chance of developing breast cancer at age 80 is 1 in 8.
Hmm.
So age is a big deal.
Age is a big factor in it, and I'm sure lifestyle choices and all of that. Of course, you know, don't smoke, be active, watch what you eat, all the typical things that we hear about. But if folks are interested in finding out more about breast cancer awareness events, activities, those kinds of things, how can they do that?
They can call us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and that's at the American Cancer Society, 1-800-ACS-2345, or go to our website, cancer.org.